India is indulging in water terrorism meant to economically wreck Pakistan's agrarian prospects as a low riparian state. In another blatant violation of international protocol, New Delhi virtually stopped water discharges from Chenab River into Pakistan, and that too without prior notice, resulting in a decrease to about 3,100 cusec on Monday from 35,000 cusec on Sunday. This destructive measure is a follow-up of unilateral suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, as a retribution to Pahalgam killings imposed on Pakistan without a credible evidence. India has tactfully opted for boosting reservoir holding capacity of hydroelectric projects in the occupied Jammu and Kashmir at Salal, Delhousie and Baglihar dams. This unlawful move deserves condemnation from the international community, and the World Bank, as a trustee of the 1960s IWT, must intervene immediately. Incidentally, the move comes close on the heels of a United Nations Security Council session wherein India's provocative measures were slammed and it was advised to resolve issues within the ambit of tranquility. But Delhi apparently has a roadmap to opt for and is bent upon stoking flames of war in the region. With Pakistan's share of up to 1.2 MAF water being used to fill up three Indian reservoirs, there is a fear of flood-like situation in days and weeks to come. The so-called reservoir flushing process could cause sudden inundation, and subsequent decreased inflows at Marla would result in more water shortage for crops. This petty water politics by India has already been termed by Pakistan as an act of war, and surely threatens escalation. As more than 80% of water to Pakistan flows from India, any sudden or sustained obstruction of the lifeline would be tantamount to inflicting death and destruction. Authorities in Pakistan fear that it would cause additional shortage of water to Kharif crops that are already facing an estimated 21% shortfall. It is also anticipated to go ahead with building the so-called run-of-river hydropower plants in an attempt to penalize Pakistan, which is another violation of IWT.